Moncrief on News Talk.
Dementia has an effect on more than just memory. The senses are affected as well, particularly taste. And at the University of Sheffield, they've been developing a device that helps overcome this difficulty, a kind of electrically powered spoon. Dr. Christian Morgner is lead on the project. Afternoon, Christian.
Good afternoon.
Could you start by talking a wee bit about dementia? Because I suppose people would just think the primary thing it affects is memory, but it seems it affects taste at least as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I think often when we think about dementia, right, we think about this in terms of memory loss. And I think the example that comes to mind is last year I was at an international conference and I talked a bit about the role of taste and that we need to see dementia not in terms of memory loss. And I remember speaking to a colleague from Finland and a colleague from Vietnam, and they were saying, well, actually in our languages it's really differently, really challenging, because we actually call it the memory loss disease, you know, literally in Finnish or in Vietnamese. So you kind of, you know, see there is a great emphasis on memory loss when it comes to dementia. However, in my research and, you know, the research of other scholars, we have seen that it's much more complex and it's not only impacting on your memory. And in fact, actually, the impact on your memory comes or, you know, appears quite late in the development of this disease. And what we are seeing in terms of the research, that the decline in your taste happens actually much early on, often, so if you know, at the very beginning, so if you know, when, so if you know, we start to see that dementia is developing. And unfortunately, so if you know, because of this focus on memory loss, all of this is a bit of an unknown and not many people are aware, so if you know, of the impact of this. And so what we've seen in our research is that because people are unaware, you know, they often think it's something that is to do with the food and the way they eat. So, you know, we've seen people that were adding, you know, large amounts of sugar and salt to their diet in order, you know, to compensate for this. And that obviously had a very negative impact on their blood pressure or, you know, people developing diabetes or, sort of, you know, other, sort of, you know, issues that it caused. Or then likewise, sort of, you know, when things had been in decline and, you know, your food doesn't taste anymore like really anything, then, you know, people were telling us for the past 5 years, I've just been eating toast because it doesn't really make any difference. Or there was another person who was saying, oh, I've just been eating Marmite for the past few years because it's just, you know, the strong salty stuff, you know, flavor in there is really the last piece of, you know, where I get a bit of a tinglish feeling. And again, so if you know, this also, you know, has an impact on your overall well-being. So it's not just the impact, let's say, on your physical well-being by adding sugar or salt, but you know, when we ask people what does food mean to you, and they were saying, oh, food means, you know, I'm sharing recipes, I want to go out and meet my friends, I want to go out to the shops, you know, I want to meet other people. So it really is, you know, so much more than just nutrition. And now you have to imagine all of this is taken away from you.
Mm.
So it has a really serious impact on your mental well-being.
I can imagine. So is it that the taste buds have lost their sensitivity, or they've died in some sense?
No, so they haven't. I think that's, if you know, is the interesting thing. So as part of the development of the disease, so I think what you have to understand is that your tongue is a bit of a kind of like a sensory element in the whole kind of, you know, chain of creating taste, and is sending electrical signals from there, you know, through your taste buds to your brain. And then your brain is creating that, you know, interpretation of being it's sweet, it's salty, and so forth. But what is happening as part of the disease is that neurological electricity that is typically provided by your brain, right, in order to send this signal, in order to send this signal from your tongue to your brain, is declining, right? So if you know your brain, so if you know is undergoing like a major you know, rewiring, so to say, because of the attack, you know, of this particular disease. And so, you know, certain parts of your neurological activities, if you know, are decreasing. And so it creates a certain insensitivity in your tongue, that there's, so to say, insufficient electric, neurological electricity in your tongue. And so what we are doing with the Tasty Spoon is compensating in a sense for this lack of neurological electricity by inputting this externally. And you know, there where we are able, so to say, to awaken your dormant taste buds in your tongue and bites, if you know, briefly awakening them through this form of safe electrostimulation, you're actually able to have an experience of taste.
And do you eat? Is the idea that you will eat with this spoon, or you'll use the spoon before you eat?
No, so you have to, so it doesn't. So I think I remember, so if you know, when I presented the idea to people with dementia, someone was saying, "Actually, can you make it that all my food tastes like chocolate?" so unfortunately, we can't, because really, so if you know, what we are doing is we're using the existing taste buds in your tongue, right? And simply, so if you know, reawakening them. So you have to use the spoon in combination with food in order to taste something. It's not that we are creating an artificial sense or a sense of food that isn't there. So this is not what the spoon is able to do, but it really, so if you know, is using the existing infrastructure in your body, putting this back into place. And then while you use the spoon and you eat your food, you're able to taste. So as soon as, you know, you switch off the spoon, not using it, that experience of taste will disappear. So it's not repairing it in any way, right? So if, you know, it's not a kind of long-term development, but in combination with using the spoon and your food, you will be able to taste it.
Yeah, and the spoon itself, what size is it? You know, do you have to plug it in to a power supply?
So I think, you know, well, like a really important part of developing the spoon is that we don't want to make this a spoon where people feel they're being stigmatized, as if sort of, you know, this is some type of dementia spoon, you know, which looks awkward, which looks different and so forth. So, you know, part of the research that we have done in terms of user testing and so forth, a lot of people were telling us, please don't make it look like we're getting something special and we are particularly labeled for this. So part of the development is that we really want to make it look like an ordinary spoon. You know, this is why we call it actually the tasty spoon. So essentially, it doesn't really look any different from, you know, the ordinary spoon you can buy in the shop. You know, the only difference is that, you know, integrated into the spoon, there is some technology, a battery, so if you know, a transformer that can create an electrical signal at a certain frequency and so forth. And really the only difference, I'd say, so if you know, to your normal spoon is that because, you know, there is a battery in there, you would have to charge it. But, you know, also in terms of the charging of the spoon, it really is no different than from charging your electrical toothbrush. So, you know, we'll have like this little stand and then you pop it in there in the stand in order to charge it. Also, the kind of way, so if you know, we designed it, it's very easy. You don't have to press any button to switch it on and off. Yeah, there is a contact sensor, what we call it. So as soon as you know, you put it in your hand or, you know, hold it in your hand, it will be activated. So, you know, similar when you go to like your gym, so if you know, and you know, you want to use, so if you know, any of the machinery, and you know, you put your hands onto one of these, let's say, you know, one of the running machines, and you know, as soon as you put your hand onto the contact sensor, it will switch on and detect them off, and then it will automatically switch off. So there's no fiddling, you know, with any buttons and so forth, or no one else, if you know, has to ensure that, you know, they press any buttons, turn it on and off for you.
I imagine there may be other conditions people have where they've lost their sense of taste, where this would be useful for them as well.
Sorry, could you say that again, please?
I imagine there might be other conditions people have where they've lost their sense of taste.
Yeah, so I think you're right. So, you know, part of the testing is obviously, it's not just what we call Alzheimer-related dementia, but it might also be applied to people with Parkinson. And, you know, what we're also going to try to do is people actually undergoing chemotherapy, because when you're undergoing chemotherapy, it is in many ways a sort of similar attack on your body, because what chemotherapy essentially does is you're kind of poisoning your own body in order to get rid of the, you know, the bad cancer. But by doing this, it also has an impact on the neurological electricity in your body. And so we've seen that also people undergoing chemotherapy develop a similar insensitivity in their tongues, and, you know, therefore not enjoying their food. And I mean, especially so if, you know, once you're undergoing that kind of invasive treatment, you really, so if you know, want to have a very good nutrition. So I think we also believe it might be applicable to other people.
That's extraordinary. And you're hoping maybe next year at some point this could actually go into production as a product?
Yeah, so I think, you know, part of the challenge with the spoon is kind of, you know, very much making it as small as possible so that it fits into the spoon. I think this is the stage where we are at the moment, really kind of, you know, figuring out that it is handy, that it can be integrated in people's everyday life, that it is not fiddly, that it is easy to use and so forth. So it's kind of really fine-tuning it to the needs of the users. And so this is what we're doing at the moment. And so, yeah, I think the plan is for early next year that we should have what we call in our world like a minimum viable product. So like a type of product that then, you know, is ready for mass production.
Well, the very best of luck with that. Dr. Christian Morgner is project lead and senior lecturer in creative industries at the University of Sheffield. Christian, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.